Hey, family and friends, I hope you guys are ready for this amazing show. Not just any show, but the show really talking about the goodness of God from different men and different women from around the world, sharing their testimonies with us on how God brought them through. Where else? Nowhere else but right here on the one and only John 3:16 with your man, my bro, the one and only Mr. Wim Blankshear. Right here. Keep it lit, keep it locked, and get ready for the blessing like never before. John 3:16. Let's go.
Welcome to the John 3:16 show. Today I have a wonderful lady with me, and she wants to just tell you how good God has been to her and her family and her friends and loved ones. And Miss Megan, go ahead on and take it from there.
Well, thank you, William. I'm sitting here with my dear friend William, who I met at the Publix, my local Publix. I met him when I was buying peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to serve in children's ministry, and he somehow just knew that I needed to come into a relationship with him, and he's just been such a blessing, so I'm so grateful for him. He asked me to share how the Lord has moved in our life, and he's just moved in mighty ways. My husband was a landscaper for 30-plus years. Then he came to the end of himself because he felt like the Lord was calling him to do something else. And so as a couple, we made a decision to give up that career and that security and that financial dependence. And we just knew that God was going to provide. We didn't know what that looked like, but we just trusted that he would provide. And through just some extraordinary ways, he has come through and given us exactly what we need. And I told William earlier, he didn't give us more than what we needed. He didn't provide, an abundance of supplies and things. He gave us exactly what we needed, down to the dollar amount, exactly what we needed in order for my husband to go back to school and to make this career shift that we felt like God was calling. So we are excited about what's coming next. We have no idea what that looks like, but we look at Abraham and think the Lord was leading him to a place that he didn't know he was going either, and he followed. And so that's what we're trying to do. So I just thank you, William, for giving me the opportunity to talk about what a good God we serve.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Megan.
Thank you.
And we love you, and God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless.